Food security in South Africa. What is food security? Food security exists when all people have enough food in order to sustain a healthy life. Food insecurity means there is not enough food to support people's daily needs. One of the Millennium Development Goals is to reduce food insecurity. Food insecurities leave the poor undernourished. South Africa is a net food exporter. This means there are surpluses of food in the country, and so enough food is presently produced to meet the requirements of the population. However, there are many people in South Africa who face food insecurity as food is not evenly distributed, especially in the former homeland areas where we have mainly subsistence farmers. The factors that influence food security in South Africa. Food prices increases. The poor can't afford the food. Lack of finance to invest in fertilizers, pesticides may reduce agricultural production. Global warming and climate change will result in a decline in food production. Land degradation in some areas lead to lower yields. Farmers reduce their farming of food crops for the local market and focus on monoculture and the production of cash crops for export. The population of South Africa is growing at a greater rate than the rate of food production is growing. Land redistribution and restitution. There is a concern that handing over farms to people who do not have the necessary skills could result in lower food production and endanger food security. Poor distribution of foodstuffs results in much food not getting to the market. Approximately 9 million tons of food is wasted every year in South Africa. Solutions to food insecurity. To ensure food security, sustainable agriculture needs to be promoted. Farms must be able to produce food indefinitely without damaging natural resources and the ecosystem. Regulate food prices and provide safety nets for the impoverished. Provide biofuels that do not compete for cropland and water resources. Relocate cereals used in animal feed to human consumption and develop alternative animal feeds. Support small-scale farmers with finance to develop intercropping systems and eco-agriculture. Increase trade and market access by improving infrastructure and reducing trade barriers. Limit global warming. Raise awareness of the pressures of increasing population growth and consumption patterns on ecosystems. It has been found that the use of organic farming practices has increased yields in some areas. Prices of milk powder, peanut butter, margarine and onions have been controlled. Emerging farmers are being educated in good farming techniques. Implementing drought management. For example, providing money for fodder, controlling disease and provision of water. Urban food gardens are encouraged in towns and cities as a means of limiting urban food insecurity.